New Yorkers go to the polls today to vote in primary elections for New York City Mayor. The candidate who secures the Democratic nomination is widely expected to become the outright winner in November. There's a big field of candidates in what's been a close, unpredictable and at times bitter election campaign. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan reports.
Andrew Yang! Enthusiastic supporters of Andrew Yang cheer as he arrives at a park in the Bronx area of New York City.
So much is on the line. This election is going to be tight, but we are poised to win!
Yeah! Andrew Yang is a big name in the US after he ran for the Democratic presidential nomination last year.
Andrew, what are your thoughts just before election day now? How are you feeling?
It's just to get out the vote. The more people that vote, the better chance we have to turn the page for New York.
Thank you.
Andrew Yang is charismatic and funny, dancing and hugging voters as he campaigned at a street festival in the Bronx. He was the front runner in the race to become the Democratic nominee for New York mayor, but he has been overtaken in the polls by a new favorite, Eric Adams.
We have to go upstream when we talk about fighting crime.
He's a former police officer who has promised to crack down on crime, a message that is proving popular with the voters.
If we don't get on the ground and stop the flow of guns into our community, as well as ensuring that we have a prevention plan, and I know this too well, everyone knows my story of coming into public life from being arrested and beat by police officers.
The frontrunners Eric Adams and Andrew Yang have clashed on the debate stage over a range of issues, even accusing each other of not actually living in the city they want to be mayor of.
He spent months attacking me for not being a New Yorker. Meanwhile, he was attacking me from New Jersey.
I live in Brooklyn.
Are we excited for our next mayor of New York?
The election for New York mayor doesn't actually take place until November, but voters are going to the polls today to cast their ballots in primary races to select candidates for the Republican and Democratic parties. Because of the city's political leanings, whoever secures the Democratic nomination is widely expected to be the next mayor of New York City.
You know, you're either number one or number two. I haven't decided.
For the first time in New York, ranked choice voting is being used in this election. People can choose up to five candidates and rank them in order of preference. When someone's eliminated, their votes are distributed among the remaining candidates. Sounds familiar? Well, it's pretty similar to the Irish system of single transferable vote, and it's a system that's being welcomed by candidate for mayor, Maya Wiley.
In Ireland, ranked choice voting is the norm. What sort of impact do you think it'll have on this election?
One of the reasons it's important to see ranked choice voting as a positive for democracy is in the 27 places around the country we've had ranked choice voting, we have seen more people of color being elected to office.
A racism row has erupted, however, after two of the candidates, Andrew Yang and Catherine Garcia, formed a voting pact and started campaigning together. The frontrunner, Eric Adams, who is African American, accused them of trying to prevent a person of color from becoming mayor.
This just goes to show you that they would do anything possible to try to win for themselves. I'm looking to win for New York.
And New York needs a win right now after being devastated by the coronavirus pandemic with 30,000 deaths, businesses shut and jobs lost. Voters we spoke to on the streets of Manhattan said the new mayor will have a big task to rebuild the Big Apple.
I think that this place needs a change in leadership and somebody that's going to be out with the people and for the people. This current leadership has not been out and has not led us properly through this.
You know, there was a point in time when I really liked Andrew Yang. New York needs somebody who's really pro-humanitarian rights, and he's disappointed me. And so I think New York is going to stray from him a little bit.
Back at the street festival in the Bronx, where Andrew Yang is campaigning, another Democratic candidate has arrived. Sean Donovan was the U.S. Housing Secretary under former President Barack Obama.
All we've heard the last few days is the other candidates attacking each other, fighting about where they live, where Andrew Yang lives, where Eric Adams lives. I'm talking about where New Yorkers live, the more than 60,000 people we have sleeping on our streets and in shelter. That's what need to be focused on right now.
You're a Donovan, or a Donovan as they say here, no relation, but you are campaigning as an Irish American in New York. Is the Irish American vote still big in New York?
Well, I'm hearing from the Irish New Yorkers all around this city every day. I've been every borough the last few days, and they're coming out on the streets, greeting me everywhere I go. The Irish vote is alive and well in New York City.
And that was our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.